The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I am really inspired by a story of an environmental attorney who dared take a stand against big business. And it's not any business, it's DuPont. He fought hard to take him down, and he didn't stop until he won. Look at all the politicians who say, we're fighting for you, but they're in the pocket of Wall Street and the corporations that make financial gains while they're sacrificing the safety of the American people. If you care about the air that you breathe, water that you drink, and food that you eat, visit projectblindsided.com and join the movement today. That's projectblindsided.com.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Listen to this. The reason is because administrators are increasingly concerned about, quote, unhealthy competition. So ridiculous. And students feeling pressure to perform better than their peers. I know, because in real life, that never happens.
Never happens. Never. You don't have to compete with anybody for anything.
No, huh? Everything is just handed. You know one of my favorite lines from Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters? Do you know what it is? Jeffy?
Yeah, the Bill Murray line where he talks about they make you work out there, right? Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, it's Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But Dan Aykroyd looks at him and says, you don't know what this means.
Results.
Yeah, you don't know what it's like out in the private sector. They expect results.
Did you see this? Tennessee school, a magnet school in Tennessee, awarded 48 valedictorians this year, 25% of the graduating class.
High school in Columbia, Maryland ranked the students but kept the results private to each student. Of course, the students couldn't keep quiet where they landed. Two seniors from Hammond High School said that's what everybody talked about. It makes everything 10 times more competitive. Some parents don't like the competition, saying students place too much emphasis on rankings and it can lead to negative perceptions of themselves.
Oh,
you know
no.
what? Can I tell you
oh,
something?
My God. Oh, no.
You know what leads to negative perceptions about yourself? Living under a bridge. That one. That you will be like, I'm a homeless person. No, 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 you're not. No, you're not. You are a person who has connected with the outdoors. Oh, I feel so much better now. I'm a homeless person. Yes, because mommy and daddy never taught you about competition. Competition is good. Competition, you know, this is why I really like cross-country training, is competition is be the, I know, well, that's why I'm so fit. Competition is about being better yourself. Can you better what you just did? Better your time. That's, I mean, yes. Is there going to be a winner? Yes. But are you better? Can you beat your own personal time? Can you be better? Yes. This whole idea that I don't have any responsibility to be my best self, that I don't have any responsibility to compete in life? How do you think we got the light bulb? That was a literal competition between people in France, people in the United States, Edison, Tesla. I mean, people were competing to be the first one to bring a light bulb. What do you think Tesla is all about? Being the first to go to Mars. What do you think, what do you think Apple is all about?
Competing against Google and Microsoft and everybody else, plus the competition within the company itself. There's going to be a ton of competition.
No, there's not.
They all get participation trophies.
Yes.
Right.
Everybody lives in a very big house. Nobody drives any other car. Well, in this particular case, it's true. Everybody drives a Prius. But everybody has exactly the same stuff. It's all equal outcomes.
No.
Steve Jobs, he didn't have more money than everybody else.
Yeah, I think you're going to find that's not the case.
No, there was no competition there.
Not the case.
No, no competition.
Even liberal as Bill Gates is, he's got a 52,000 square foot home. It's a little bit bigger than most of his employees.
Really?
No,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Here's
the truth. He'll stop listening to him. Here's the truth. He takes Leonardo da Vinci's Codex, and everybody gets it over their fireplace for a month. If you work at Microsoft, everyone gets to hang Leonardo da Vinci's Codex over their fireplace.
Whether
for a
you're
month.
The janitor or
and there's no competition for it. It's just alphabetically, you know,
and
assigned.
Every employee is just guaranteed to receive it.
Yes, guaranteed to receive it. You hang it over your, no matter what the deal is. You could be the employee that's on your way out. Doesn't matter.
Huh, wow.
You could be the employee that's stealing from the company. Doesn't matter. Get it. Now, it's alphabetically assigned, but they, just because that is showing preference, they shuffle the alphabet.
Oh, that's good.
So,
well, and it always lands on Gates or Jobs or whatever.
It would be Gates. Yeah. Why the lies?
Well, it's interesting because you are the one that was propagating this idea that stealing is something that's possible, indicating you believe in ownership, private ownership of the material. There's no such thing.
I'm sorry, that was the old Glenn coming out.
Thank you. I'm glad finally you see that. It's funny, they don't see competition as helpful. And how do you not? I mean, look at all the benefits that have come out of it.
Well, here's what I think the average person doesn't look and see as helpful. The competition, the way we have it, we used to believe in this country that it is your personal responsibility to be your best, to make your own way, to not be a burden on others, and that you had a blessing of getting an education. Now it's not that. Now it is, especially you go to places like New York, the parents will shiv you for a spot in a pre-nursery school because that pre-nursery school will lead you to the right kindergarten, which will lead you to the primary school and the secondary school, and you'll be able to get into Harvard. But if you drool too much in the pre-nursery school, they will tell you this is a sign that they're not going to make it to Harvard. And they really need to stop drooling so much. They're 5 months old. that's the unhealthy competition.
I think a lot of these parents, though, can't see beyond just their feelings right now of feeling like, oh, gosh, I'm not number one in the class, so I'm worthless. Well, they're going to have to deal with that. They're going to have to deal with that in life. And I don't know that they're looking forward. They're so short-sighted.
But it is, again, the parents. What happened when the school said, keep this to yourself? All the kids, they know they're competing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's natural. Who's better at this? You can't play sports unless it's always a tie. And even then, you're going to know when this guy gets up, he is going to slam this thing out of the park. We all have different skills.
And sports, along with valedictorian races, it's a good, meaningless thing to teach that lesson on, right? Like, losing a sporting event in the grand scheme of your life is not that big of a deal, but it's a great way to learn the lesson of how to react after you lose. It's a great way to learn a lesson of how to work harder in the future.
And it's about it's about the parents spinning that the right way for the child to help them understand and deal with that.
Mm-hmm. And it's also important to understand this, and I think this is a great stat. Just read this one a couple of weeks ago. Valedictorians are not, generally speaking, the movers and the shakers of the next generation. They'll get good jobs, but they're generally not the ones who are the big entrepreneurs. They're not the big money makers, et cetera, et cetera. Because of this, they are taught exactly what to think. They live in this box that is structured by college and high school. And really, honestly, what are you learning in high school? You're memorizing dates. You're taught to learn skills that you will never, ever use again. Not the information, the test-taking skills, the memorization of dates and names and places. When does that come in handy?
So it makes, it's not without value, right? Like, a lot of these people are making $100,000 a year at good jobs and discipline, and
hard
they work
and
well
discipline.
Within the system, and there's a lot there. But I was listening to an interview with a guy who started Five Guys, burger place. It was a financial services guy, goes in, decides he wants to start a burger place in New Jersey. I think it was New Jersey. Virginia. And he starts it, and he lets his kids pick out all the ingredients. You pick the best tasting mayonnaise. won't tell them anything about food cost. Won't tell them which one's more expensive because he wants them to just pick the best one. They pick the best one. This is a ridiculous way to run a business. They go to name the business. He has four kids. He's like, I don't know. Let's call it Five Guys. We'll change it later. Now there's 1,500 locations. Because he decided he wanted to go and he believed in the quality of the product. He decided to work hard and do it in a different way. He wasn't.
Here's an interesting phrase that I'd like to share that kind of goes into that. Everybody says, think out of the box. You got to think out of the box. You got to think out of the box. Yes, if that box is flawed and doesn't provide you anything but the same rubber stamp. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to think out of the box if you're creating a business. You want to create a new box. You have to have framework. Like, I can't go into Five Guys. I know what it looks like and say, you know what we're going to do? We're gonna put up some fake grapes on the side here because it'll look kind of, we'll attract those people who usually go to an Italian restaurant. And we're going to put some of those really cheesy Chinese lamps hanging from the ceiling too because we'll attract those. No, they have a box. They have a box. We're Five Guys. It looks like this. This is what we serve. The secret is forget the box. Design your own box and stay within your own box. But nobody's teaching that. Everybody teaches, get out of the box, which says there are no rules. There are rules. But in today's date, you have to find the rules that are eternal, like theft shouldn't be part of our business model.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.